Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Deborah Becker.
Tonight, the Boston City Council's Committee on Education will focus on how to diversify Boston's classrooms.
It's an issue Boston schools have struggled with for decades, and the problem isn't student diversity, but diversity among teachers.
87% of Boston school students are kids of color, but only 38% of Boston's teachers are people of color.
And for the past decade, that number has been steadily declining. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman looked into the city's efforts to recruit and retain teachers of color.
It happened nearly 50 years ago, yet Lyda Peters remembers exactly where she was May 17, 1968. It was a late Friday afternoon, and Peters, a teacher at a Dorchester public elementary school, was one of the last to leave the building when she heard a tiny, muffled voice coming from a classroom closet.
And we discovered a first grader with her mouth taped. The teacher left for the day and forgot that she had taped her mouth. That was the way that she administered punishment for talkative kids, and that was a first grader.
The girl's frantic mother raced to the school. Again, Lyda Peters.
So you have this scared little first grader who is black in this school. The school itself had two black teachers, and every other teacher was white. But the school itself was 99% black.
Peters was one of the black teachers. The teacher who punished the first grader was white, a 40-year veteran of the classroom who admitted she forgot the student was in the closet, but denied putting tape on her mouth or that prejudice played a role in disciplining the girl. Peters didn't believe it then and doesn't now.
This is the way a lot of black kids in predominantly black schools in Boston were treated, were taught, were viewed as if they were second-class citizens, as if they meant little to nothing.
Black parents in Boston had enough. They sued the school committee in federal court.
Do you realize my son went all the way through school? He never saw a black man, not a teacher, not a counselor.
Jean McGuire was active in the Boston Black Parents Movement in the 1960s and founded METCO, which sends inner-city minority students to suburban schools.
Can you imagine your kids going all the way through school and never seeing a white male or female teacher? For 15, 16 years, you never see anybody looks like you. Think about what that says to them. You're not qualified? That's pretty cold.
But it's not just how that makes minority students feel. It's how students of color do in class. Anna Agolite, a recent postdoc at Harvard, studied minority school kids in Florida.
Overall, students have higher test scores in years when their teacher shares their race. But this was particularly true for elementary students and particularly true for students who are lower achieving in previous years.
Agolite says students taught by a teacher of their own race gained a month of learning for each school year.
So we're saying, well, states and districts should really make an effort to actively recruit talented minorities into teaching.
In Boston, that's proven to be far easier said than done. The city school system has been trying for 41 years, ever since the landmark decision by federal district judge W. Arthur Garrity in 1974. Garrity ruled Boston had deliberately segregated its schools and ordered several remedies. The most widely remembered is forced busing. It caused social and political upheavals that still reverberate today. But Garrity didn't just want to integrate the student body. He ruled that having teachers of color was essential, too. So he mandated that 25% of Boston teachers be black, with another 10% coming from other minorities. Tito Jackson, chairman of the City Council's Committee on Education, says Boston hasn't met that minority teacher mandate for a decade.
Judge Garrity understood. This is not a goal or a hope or a dream. It's the law, and the Boston public schools should follow the law.
But this year, less than 21% of Boston teachers are black. Most hired after Judge Garrity's order are now retiring.
The underlying issue at the Boston public schools currently is that we're losing teachers of color who are older faster than we are actually attracting new teachers of color.
Boston's black teachers are retiring at three times the rate than the district is hiring replacements. Recruiting new minority teachers is a problem nationwide. It's a phenomenon called the disappearing black teacher. Boston's starting pay for teachers is among the best in the country, but it isn't enough to encourage black students, especially men, to become teachers. Jesse Solomon is founder of the Boston Teacher Residency Program.
And if you're going to go and get a four-year degree in engineering, why would you, you know, quote-unquote, waste that on teaching when you could go make a lot more money in a more reputable profession?
To attract more minority teachers, Boston is making efforts big and small. It's begun hiring teachers in the spring instead of waiting until late summer. And recruiters are attending more out-of-state job fairs because it's tough finding qualified student teachers close to home. Emily Quazelbush is the Assistant Superintendent for Human Capital with Boston Schools.
So we're in Boston. There are huge numbers of universities and huge numbers of education schools. They are not producing the students that we need, the education students that we need. So what we have done is develop our own pipelines for teaching.
Boston's new pipeline includes the recently launched High School to Teacher program. It identifies city students in high school who would make great teachers and provides them with mentors, college prep courses, half their tuition, and if successful, teaching jobs. 87% of the participants are Black or Latino. And there's the Community to Teacher program, a rigorous 9-month course for city residents with college degrees who want to switch careers to work in classrooms.
These are not overnight fixes. We have to aspire to much higher numbers.
Today, Boston is a more complicated place than the black and white world of Judge Garrity's time. Back then, only about 20% of residents were people of color. Today, Boston is a minority-majority city. And schools are even more so. 35% of Boston students are Black and 40% Latino. Emily Quazelbush says Boston schools have to address the needs of all its students. They come from 142 countries and speak 84 languages.
Actually, at this point, I'm careful to talk about the importance of having teachers who bring racial, cultural, ethnic, linguistic diversity to our workforce, because I don't want to just reduce it to a number. And honestly, if we were at 25% Black teachers, 10% Latino, that's not enough.
Boston's recruiting efforts are starting to pay off. 25% of new teachers hired this school year are Black. Other numbers are improving, too. Boston's dropout rate this year is the lowest in the school's record-keeping history. Still, it remains higher for students of color than whites. That's something that teachers of color can help with. Recall the research of Harvard postdoc Anna Egelite.
We think that one way to improve the outcomes for Black and Hispanic students is to give them a teacher who looks like them.
Egelite believes the effect goes far beyond test scores, leading to increased high school graduation rates and college enrollment. The stakes are high. Right now, only one out of every 5 Black or Latino boys who start kindergarten in Boston will graduate from high school. And city councilor Tito Jackson says nearly 30% of those who don't finish school will wind up in prison.
Over the course of their lifetime, they cost us $400,000 per person who drops out. So we have to figure out a way to stem this tide. And it's really a pay now or pay later with interest. The education is definitely the civil rights agenda of our time.
Education was also the civil rights agenda 41 years ago, when Federal District Judge W. Arthur Garrity first ordered Boston schools to diversify its teaching staff. Today, the minority mandate is still the law, and remains an elusive goal.
That's WBUR reporter Bruce Gellerman.